Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. This is where we discuss and simplify investment and wealth creation for you. Now, this is the second of our two-part series with Vishal Kapoor, the CEO of IDFC Asset Management. Now, for a recap, those of you who have missed part one, do remember to catch up on it. Part one had Vishal simplifying the benefits of investing, advantages of investing early, some of the risks involved in investing, as well as what we can do to overcome such risks. Now, on part two, this particular episode, he's going to explain to us how one can navigate the market volatility that could pose a risk to your investment, the importance of patience, the promise that India holds out to investors, and also how one can invest in foreign stocks. That and perhaps some more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheetal, and it's a pleasure to be on the show.
Now, some of us are in this fill it, shut it, forget it mode. Some of us like to keep our eyes on the market, even track it on a day-to-day basis. And the situation is fluid on a day-to-day basis. So let's just say that the markets are acting up again. How do I know that my investment is about to go bad? What are the red flags I need to keep my eye on?
You know, sometimes we try and tag an investment as being good or bad. And, you know, yes, it can be the case that, you know, some investments can be bad investments and some can be very good investments. But most often what happens is that it's a behavior that can be good or bad rather than the investment itself. Because keep in mind, the investment is really a component of what you're trying to do. It's right. A means to an end. And often, and most often, actually, it's the response, our own response to market moves that makes the, you know, the magic happen or not happen.
Right.
So if we allow, for example, fear to dominate our reaction and you sell out every time the market falls, our long-term goal or the reason you were investing in the first place will never be achieved. Similarly, if you start buying investments just because there have been recent sharp upticks and, you know, the returns you see sometimes are eye-popping.
Right.
It's once again falling into a common behavioral trap and allowing greed to overtake rational decision making. Let's accept fear and greed are very natural to all of us, and therefore this behavior is very common. It's just about accepting the fact that this is a common mistake. So if you're a new investor and you're getting interested in markets and investing only during good times, when the markets have a strong upward momentum and generating a phase of high returns, you know, watch out for that signal that this is not the healthy way to sort of start investing, because you can go overboard in that bull market and take outside risks. Similarly, you can get very, very pessimistic during downtrends. So try not to respond to short-term volatility and don't let your emotions overpower your rational decision-making and derail your longer-term investment objective. Right? Simple, proven actions like having a clear investment objective, diversifying across appropriate asset allocation, regular investing through mutual fund SIPs can still be some of the most simple and effective ways to deliver very good investment performance.
While on the subject of the markets, right, is India a good place to invest, Vishal? And what kind of growth can an average risk-averse investor expect of it?
So India, certainly, I would say, you know, you should really have no doubts about the endless possibilities that our country has to offer. You know, we have also experienced firsthand many of these changes. I'm sure if we look around, many of us would have seen what this growth can deliver to us in our own lifestyle and the way we, you know, operate.
Right.
So there are things like our unique demographic profile, the emerging opportunity in new industries, the service sectors, the availability of resources, vast resources that we have, the potential of reforms that we have, you know, growing interest in financial assets and what it helps you with in terms of participation in capital markets. There's a whole plethora of investment opportunities that cannot be ignored. So certainly you should be investing into India. There is also the fact that there are global linkages, and now accessing some of these global companies or industries, you know, can be had. So I would say that in a globally interconnected world, if you do want to access some of these overseas opportunities, it can be done. And certainly mutual funds offer you a very convenient way to be able to access those two international fund of fund offerings, etc.
Now, here's a question that I want to direct for the benefit of all those people who open the papers and then are sort of fascinated by the wonderful stories associated with stocks of Apple, Google, Microsoft, etc. So as an Indian, Vishal, can I invest in a really famous stock that I read about in the news, like one of these that I've mentioned?
So yes, you can certainly invest in many of these wonderful companies, like you mentioned. But, you know, keep in mind that you are buying a stock. And whether it's a local or a global stock, you have to have the same analysis and reason. Don't buy it just because, you know, it's in the news and it somehow catches your fancy. You should be buying it because, you know, you understand and believe in the fundamentals of that company and the growth prospects like you would do for any other stock, right? Now, when you do buy a stock as an Indian, keep in mind that apart from the research as well as the market knowledge you need, you will also have to deal in remittance in foreign currency to make these investments, right? And that's where, like I mentioned, if you were to do a similar thing through an Indian mutual fund, you know, you're allowing a professional fund manager to do the stock picking for you, and you would buy it through a very convenient Indian mutual fund buying and selling process, which is more familiar to most people, I would think.
Here's where we take a small little break, and we'll be back with more questions for Vishal Kapoor. Stay tuned.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
Indian SIP investors are very happy with their returns. Surveys show that 50% of people who think SIPs helped in building long-term corpus and 83% of respondents who invested in SIPs say that they will recommend it to others. 57% of respondents recommend SIPs of duration longer than 10 years.
Personal Finance Simplified, only on MoneyWise.
The conversation on MoneyWise continues with Vishal Kapoor. Now, I had my mother come to me the other day and tell me that I have a DMAT account and should I close it or not? And I was like, wow, I didn't even know that you had one. But is there such a thing as too late to start on an investment journey, say, once you're in your 30s, 40s, even 50s? Is that a reality? Or is it only for people who are able to start early?
If you're young, just recognize the power of the time you have. Do not lose it. Start investing right away. And, you know, this is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself. Now, if you're part of our more mature audience and you think that you did not start that early, I think it's important to understand that you should still not be procrastinating any further. So start off today. There is really no right age or right time, right? So even if you're in the 50s or 60s, the point is that with rising life expectancy, we still have a longer period ahead of us than we often think about. So sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I'm retired and therefore just stick all my money into a very, very safe asset. You know, we forget that actually even at retirement, our life expectancy now may still give us a good 15, 20, 25, 30 years, which is not a short period of time. Therefore, the risk could be very real that, you know, if we just choose stability, we may lose out on growth potential and therefore the risk becomes very real. Looking at your lifespan, the amount of time that you have in front, and then going back with that objective, with that goal, and choosing an allocation that can help you meet that, which is often a mix of growth and stability, is something as a principle that you can apply irrespective of age. The good news is that the Indian mutual fund industry does offer a variety of investment products that can actually help you combine these different needs for any life stage. So yes, even if you're retired and you know your need is only for regular cash flows, I think it's very possible to construct a good allocation that can give you that regular cash flows while also give you some amount of growth potential in your savings.
Now, I have to ask you, Vishal, as a podcaster, I noticed that, you know, there's some cool things that IDFC Asset Management has done with respect to, you know, educating people, generating awareness about investment. For example, that short film, One Idiot, and then there was the other one, Return of One Idiot. Amazing. The first one had 3.5 million views on YouTube. That was, I thought, a very cool thing to do. But yes, in that film, after the big reveal, the main character, Bugs Uncle, says that he wants to keep his investment at 50% debt and 50% equity. Is that really the safest ratio to work with?
So firstly, thanks so much for acknowledging our efforts in spreading awareness and, you know, trying to create a positive impact and change in trying to get savers to become long-term investors. Berg's uncle epitomizes the ideal investor and tries to bring to life some of the key attributes that needs to be embedded in the minds of investors, and hopefully allowing every age group to benefit from some of these proven investment principles. We have the sequel, which is Return of One Idiot, which reminds us of some of the consequences of not taking our financial health seriously enough. So if you're not doing enough during your earning years, what could happen? And this is done through eminently relatable everyday stories around us. It focuses on the need of building a retirement corpus. Now, for the specific investment of 50-50, you know, the case, it will differ based on your specific needs. So a 50-50 debt to equity is just one intuitive allocation which works for Bug's uncle in the movie. It's not go-to for everyone. Because keep in mind, these ratios can be and should be dynamically adjusted based on your need and life stage. So if you're younger, by and large, you should be able to take more risk. So your equity proportion should be much higher. If you're more senior and your income source is now no longer as stable or as rich, you want to withdraw from your savings, you can not afford as much volatility, you need more stability, your debt proportion should go up. So these things should be customized based on these needs and life stages.
If you were to distill for the benefit of our listeners some of those important investment mantras that you think our listeners ought to apply starting today, post haste, things that have the potential to change their life, what are those mantras that you would share with us?
This is at the cost of oversimplification. It would be, firstly, start early. You know, give your investments the time needed for compounding to work. And don't delay, don't really, you know, procrastinate, just start. The second would be to focus on getting the right allocation for your goals. Often I find that we spend too much time thinking about which product and not enough time thinking about how much of that product. There have been several studies that show that the bulk of your investment outcome is based on the allocation that you made rather than the products that you chose. And the third, try and control your emotions and biases and remain disciplined to follow through. And that's where I think that having another person as a sounding board or another person who can share knowledge, like a distributor or an advisor, can really be invaluable. You know, you have to be relentless in implementing a simple but a smart investment plan. You know, I think if you were to follow these two or three steps, you should really end up in a fairly good place.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that wealth of information with our listeners on the MoneyWise podcast today, Vishal. Thank you for being here.
It's been a pleasure, Sheetal. Thank you so much for having me, and wish our audience all the very best with this process.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC MF. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.